Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline is new Green Bay Packer Rashawn Gary, who's in town and got a big camp coming up. How you doing, Rashawn?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great, and it's nice to have you on the show. We've been looking forward to this. You have your first annual Raw Readers Football Camp this Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Michael Johnson Performance Center in McKinney, which is a really, really nice place. So why don't you give us some insight as to why you're looped in here to this North Dallas area and doing the camp there at Michael Johnson's Performance Center?
Oh, yeah, being able to come, to Texas, to train for the combine, Michael Johnson Performance. I kind of like Texas, so, I end up finding a little, house out here for me, and, I'm a Texas resident now, so, it just feels good.
Okay, so you just kind of fell in love with the area?
Fell in love with the area and what it brings and what it offers to me. My training here, if you know Texas, you can't get away from the heat, so I love training the heat and, just being around great people. Like you said, I've been working out with some Cowboys player, and they just motivate me to, be the best me I can be.
Oh, that's great to hear. Who are some of the Cowboys you've been working out with?
Taco Charlton, Malik, D-Law, everybody come down and, just coach me up and work with me.
I'm assuming you and Taco spent some time together in Michigan. I'm assuming you guys crossed paths, or was it, is that right? You guys would have been there at least one season together.
Yeah, my freshman year, that's my big brother. So, I always call him big bro, but yeah, been working out with him.
Okay, so give us some insight on Taco, right? So you've seen him, but you haven't really probably worked out around him in 2 years, and now you've been working out with him lately. How does he look since the last time you worked out with him?
Worked out with him actually this past week. I think it was 2 days ago. Working hard, looking good, and, we just pushing for greatness.
Yeah, and Rashawn, I've been lifting a lot of weights. Can I come out there and work out with you guys? Is this open to anybody just to come on out and get some reps in?
Enter at your own risk. You can come, you can come and try, but it's just if you're going to get through it or not.
I haven't ran in about 7 or 8 years, but I wouldn't mind getting my 40 time with you guys. Is that something y'all could work in? I don't know if I need to sign a waiver or something. What is the Michael Johnson Performance Center like? What are the types of things you do with your workout?
Oh, man, it's a one-stop shop. Anything you need from, treatment, recovery, lifting, if you want to work explosion, quickness, they got, any type of plan for you, and, it's catered to your own body and how you recover and, what your body likes. So, just going there, you don't know what you're walking into, but it's going to be a good workout, and it's going to get the best out of you.
So you went to high school in New Jersey, college in Michigan, but you said you liked the heat, and so you've moved here to live, but then you were drafted by Green Bay, where you will not be around the heat too much. Is that part of it because you grew up there in the north? Is that why you don't like the cold, or is it more of I just truly like the heat?
You know, first off, I'm always going to be a North guy. You know, I was born in the cold, raised in the cold, played in the cold. You know, I just feel like, you know, coming to Texas, it gets my body, you know, something new to get used to. And, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on me, you know, getting me in shape. You know, it's 100 degrees outside. I'm not going to be in 100 degrees in Green Bay. So it's going to give me opportunity to, you know, build my conditioning up and just get my body for things I haven't seen yet.
Talking to Rashawn Gary, he's going to be a rookie this year for the Packers on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. If you want to go to rawgary.com, that's rahgary.com/RGCamp. You can get more information on what's going on this Saturday. But, you know, I don't know what you guys played defensively at Michigan. I'm assuming it was a 4-3, but you're going to be moving to a 3-4 in Green Bay. So what do you know about what your role is going to be like there and how you're going to fit in?
Yeah, you know, going through the combine, my number one thing was just, you know, trying to show teams, tell teams that I'm a Swiss Army knife. So, you know, being at Green Bay and having the opportunity to play in a 3-4 and, you know, having a position coach and Mike Smith that trusts in me, you know, it's going to be a great season. And we're just going to work every day.
So it was a really powerful moment when you got drafted. You showed a lot of emotion, and obviously we love that in sports. That's infinite respect for you, obviously, to work as hard as you did to get that achievement, to be headed to the NFL. I can't even imagine what that feels like. And as I was watching you deal with the emotion, I was watching you deal with the emotions in glasses. And being a guy that wears glasses, I understand the complications of that. You're also a big guy, so you deal with some humidity, some fogging up, and then you had maybe a little joyous waterworks happening there. How was the celebration and the excitement and the emotion in the moment wearing glasses?
Oh, man, it was good. I got to see everything clearly. But you know, just that moment, just me and my family, my friends, and, you know, I've been working for this since I was 10 years old, for the opportunity for me to play in the NFL, you know, it's an opportunity, and it was a wish of mine. It came true, but it's just the beginning.
Where did you get your degree in Michigan?
General studies in the sales and marketing.
Okay, so it turned into sports headlines before the draft when you had founded your own sports agency, Rashawn Gary Sports. Did you always know that that's something you might want to do once your playing days are over, even while you're playing?
Yeah, you know, I had that dream since my junior year in high school. And, you know, that played a big part in me committing to Michigan and going to Michigan and taking classes in the business school. So I always had it in my back pocket. And, you know, going to the draft, I felt like me coming together with that was just a good time for me and my family to come together and always have something to bond us together.
All right, we are talking to Rashawn Gary, number 12 pick in the NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers, a Michigan guy who's loving Dallas, working out in Dallas at the Michael Johnson Performance Center in McKinney. He's got a camp coming up. Go to rahgary.com, rahgary.com/RGCamp to get more information. That's really cool. But we've got a guy on our show named Kevin Turner. We call him KT. And he's a guy that breaks down prospects going into drafts. He's also a guy that has an amazing amount of knowledge and insight about the Green Bay Packers. Now, at some point along the way on social media, I believe you may have blocked him, Rashawn. And so I'd like to figure out if we can make amends here and figure out, first of all, when do you block people on social media? How do you search your name? And if you see something that's not very positive, you block them? Or what's your approach?
You know, I always try to stay around positivity and, you know, I don't have time, you know, nor the energy to invest in negativity. So, you know, I always focus on being positive and waking up every day and making Rashawn Gary the best Rashawn Gary he can.
Okay, I really like that answer, Rashawn. And as we all know on the station, KT is a negative troll. And so what I would – and he gets a lot of satisfaction out of being blocked. So
no, he doesn't.
Let me offer this as something that I do, and you see if it fits you. I like the idea of muting the trolls so I don't have to see the negativity, and then they don't get the satisfaction of knowing that I don't even know that they exist. It's like a crazy dog just howling at a moon. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know that they're so insignificant that you have just muted them. They think they're getting at you because when they see the block, they go, ha ha, I did it. Man, look at me. I got blocked. So try it on. I mean, you do you. I'm not trying to boss you around here, but really consider that muting option. I think you're going to find that it's very, very appropriate for your social media experience.
I appreciate it.
Well, so what? But what about? Would you mind unblocking Kevin Turner? What is it at KT Fun Tweets? What did you do to get blocked, KT?
I think I was power ranking the defensive lineman, and I think I might have had Ed Oliver over him, something like that.
Would that do it? Would that get a blocker, Sean?
No, not at all.
See, he's either not fessing up or something else. Anyway.
I'll tell you what, Rashawn, we've never had Ed Oliver on this damn show.
That's right. Sure. We're Rashawn Gary guys. Hey, man, thanks so much for your time. Sorry about KT. Sorry you had to block him. But we love you, dude. You're a great guy. We want to wish you much continued success in Dallas-Fort Worth and working out in Dallas at Michael Johnson Performance Center. Tell us again about your camp or rawgary.com. What do folks need to do to be a part of it?
Sign up rawgary.com/rgcamp and sign up. It's going to be great. We got some special guests coming, got some gifts, and we going to work. We going to get better, but it's all about having fun.
Any Cowboys guests?
And also being positive. What you say?
Are there any Cowboys guests?
Hey, and to be clear, that's KT asking the question. So if you don't want to block that question, you don't have to answer that.
Feel free.
I didn't get an opportunity to hear the question. What was it?
Are there any Cowboys guests going to be there?
Feel free to block.
Oh, no, I feel like that's just something you might need to pop up and see.
Oh, that's kind of a block. I love it in your face, KT.
Hey, we have mutual friends, though, Jordan Lewis.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I assume you're friends with Jordan Lewis.
Of course.
Jordan Lewis is also blocked, KT. Hey, Rashawn, Gary, thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate you jumping on, and we'll hopefully catch you down the road.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Awesome. There he goes, the number 12 pick
Wolverines.
In the NFL draft, Rashawn. What?
Don't you yell out Wolverine.
Sorry. What? What are you, running around in your letter jacket killing Russians? I don't understand.
I love Red Dawn, and I love Big Blue. Go Big Blue.
You don't just yell Wolverine.
Oh, dude, he knows.
Did y'all notice his tone change a little?
Oh, he hates you.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to get you out to his camp and then point you out to him.
Dude, why can't KT get Ed Oliver on the show? What are we doing here, man?
God. And he goes to you trash him, he blocks you, and then he goes to the Packers?
Wait, you know what was great, dude? Is as you were asking that question, I looked over and KT pulled up his rankings from the draft just to see.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you have him?
He blocked me, though, because I said something like – I mean, it wasn't about Ed Oliver, but I don't know.
You said you think he'll have a short career.
Like, he was drafted 12th, and going into the draft, he was like top 5, top 10 prospect. And you can go ask Jeff and Broadus what they think of him.
Oh,
trying
wow.
to get those guys blocked.
Well, you would start to get like taco type feels, you know.
I think,
you know, like, you know, I'm saying, like, oh, that's the guy we're taking.
I think he blocked you when you said I wouldn't burn a fifth on him.
Guys, coming up next, let's.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.